She had a recording of the African church leaders, which she played on a reel-to-reel player. Her slide pictures brought wonder to Raymond. He began helping her and going with her when she was asked to go to different churches to give her testimony of how God used her and others in his work in Africa. He helped her carry the heavy player and often ran it for her. His heart was excited about it all. He found this so much fun. At Eshelman Hall, she and other missionaries would show their slides, and Raymond always wanted to be there. There remained a tender heart in him towards the needy people he saw on these pictures. God was faithful to keep alive that spark. Because he lived near a Christian high school, he was able to go through that school. Here, godly teachers continued shaping his life. He wasn't usually a troublemaker, but when he did do some mischief, a stern look was enough to bring correction at home and in school. Respect for his parents and teachers was deeply drilled into his character. Along with other Christian school activities, Raymond helped with their Young People's Christian Association. Groups went out to various places to share Jesus. He was asked to be in charge one Sunday afternoon at the county poorhouse. Here, poor people and children were housed, and most of such places were so bare and so ugly. Raymond's tender heart hurt so much for these people as he taught Sunday school there that day. There seemed to be so little to bring happiness to the folks there. School days came to an end. The Lord continued to keep alive the spark he had ignited in that 10-year-old heart. Years slipped by. Into Raymond's life came his lovely bride, Reba, and added years brought 4 children, gifts from the Lord. Now, boys and girls, this may not seem too interesting to you. You like excitement. Maybe you like mysteries. Do you think living for Jesus can be exciting? Can living for Jesus have mysteries? Listen as I tell you more. John was an ambitious young man who came to work in the area where Raymond's lived. He was really excited about this life of service for Jesus. That's the way Raymond felt too. So they began Bible studies with John as teacher. Those times were so rich with blessings. The spark in Raymond's heart began to burn a bit brighter. How would God lead? It was now 28 years since Raymond had sensed God's calling into tract work, but God had not forgotten. Remember, I told you Raymond was fascinated with the street work of Ralph Palmer? A friend named Martin, who was a truck driver, wanted Sister Palmer to read on to tape her book she wrote about her husband's work. He wanted to give this for truck drivers, so Martin asked Raymond to do this recording at his studio. As he did this recording in March of 1980, Raymond felt the Lord leading him to write something to put with the tapes of Sister Palmer. Out of his wife's Bible, he copied 101 sayings of Jesus and had 1,000 of these printed. Some of these were put with Sister Palmer's tapes, and Martin and one of his trucker friends, Clay Rowland, took the rest. These two men were really excited about sharing Jesus with other truckers, so they gave 101 sayings of Jesus out to them. "We need more tracts, Raymond," they told him. "I can't write," Raymond said. "I only copied that one from Reba's Bible." "But we need more." "Write something for the truckers," they coaxed. Raymond prayed. God led him to write, "Jesus said, you must be born again." He had used that material for a chapel service at his children's school. Now he printed it up for the second tract. Later that same year, Raymond visited friends in South Carolina. These folks were working in prisons,